This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Twitter is no more, at least on the stock ticker, scrolling across the bottom of CNBC. Delisted from the New York Stock Exchange after Elon Musk took the company private. And that's not even the most dramatic news about Twitter of late. The company's plan to charge $8 a month for that blue check mark is on hold until after today's election. That's the verification badge designed to ward off imposters and misinformation. A little ironic, given that Musk himself has used his new tech toy to peddle in debunked conspiracy theories. All this drama has led some users to migrate away from the platform in favor of alternatives like Mastodon or Discord. It's also led advertisers, big companies, to flee. Joining us to talk about Twitter's future is Shireen Ghaffari, senior correspondent for Vox's Recode. Hi.
Hi there.
Okay, so today, Musk encouraged his 114 million followers to vote Republican. And that also spooked advertisers who don't really like to advertise on a controversial platform. So what's happening there with the advertisers leaving Twitter?
That's right. So Musk is in this position where he has to keep advertisers happy if he wants to continue growing, revenue on the platform. But he also has this idea around making Twitter a place for more open speech. And that scares advertisers, because if you take away the rules around hate speech and saying something like a racial slur, big brands don't want to be associated against that kind of content. So he's sort of at odds between trying to reconcile his free speech absolutist beliefs and making sure he can pay the bills.
But do advertisers even care about Twitter? I mean, wouldn't they rather be on a platform with a lot more users like TikTok?
Yeah, there's little for advertisers to lose in pulling out of Twitter. And I think that's why you see them so quick to react to Musk's ownership. If we were talking about Facebook or TikTok, that would be like a much tougher decision. Twitter has never grown to the size of the bigger social media platforms. And that's part of the reason that it was even in the position for someone like Elon to take over the company.
Okay. So also, he infamously laid off, fired, what have you, half the staff. So thousands of people. And now there's word that he actually wants some of them back because they have the expertise to help him do what he wants to do. Can you talk about that wrinkle in this?
Yeah, so there was a Bloomberg report over the weekend that dozens of employees were being asked, or over a dozen employees were asked to return to the company. I have talked to sources who currently work there. What I'm hearing is that these were largely engineers. There were some critical functions of people who were let go, according to my sources, who they needed for certain parts of the code base that only they understood, that sort of thing. So, it seems like there was certainly some oversight here. However, I don't think we're going to see this kind of mass rehiring of people. If you think about it, 3,700 people were laid off, and we're only seeing a very small percentage of those people being asked to return.
And talk, if you would, about the way they were laid off, because some of them didn't know that they were being laid off until they were locked out of their email accounts. And it was all very confusing. And I understand that Musk, in some instances, didn't even sign the letters telling people that they were being let go.
That's right. Employees were really put through the ringer with this because they were on edge for weeks, sort of awaiting their leaked reports coming out that Elon planned to cut 75% of staff, 50% of staff, 25% of staff. No one really knew. Finally, sort of at the end of the week, they get this email at night. It was the middle of the night for some people, saying that layoffs were coming on Friday, and to expect an email in their inbox. And it was this kind of twisted game-like phenomenon where if you got an email to your personal email address, you were laid off. And if you got an email to your work address, you were you still had your job. And the note explaining all of this was not signed by Elon or any of his deputies. It was just sort of anonymously signed, Twitter. And people were upset about that. I heard a lot of sources say that they feel, Musk was a coward for not directly confronting the thousands of people who he let go.
So what does this mean for the user and content moderation, and which is really important, especially as we are in this election season? Are a lot of the people who would have policed horrible content now not there anymore?
We're definitely seeing cuts to a lot of the teams. I mean, the entire, for example, human rights org team was reportedly cut. Twitter's health team, which works on trying to have people have friendlier conversations, less toxic conversations on the platform, almost entirely, like, we're very gutted is what I'm hearing. That being said, Twitter still does have a central team called Trust and Safety, which deals with a lot of content moderation day to day. And the company's head of that department has said that there were fewer cuts in that department than others, and that it wasn't near anything like the 50% overall. So, you know, I think we're still figuring out exactly how drastically this team has been cut. What we do know, though, is at the end of the day, there are definitely fewer boots on the ground here. And how much that's going to impact something like this midterm election today is still very much a big concern.
So Twitter now does not have a board of directors, I guess, because it's private. But Elon Musk did have to borrow money from big banks to buy Twitter. Is he answerable to them when it comes to what happens on Twitter, either in terms of its profitability or in terms of its content?
Yeah, I mean, he has a fiduciary duty to, you know, to run Twitter in a profitable way. I think he, you know, by all means has stated that he wants to do that. And that's why he's throwing out these ideas around monetizing Twitter more, like charging people for verification. There was a new report last night from a publication called Platformer that Musk could even be considering charging people to use Twitter at all if you look at it for a certain amount of time. He's also considered charging people for DM. So I think that's why you're seeing Musk start to kind of frantically figure out ways to make more money out of Twitter, especially when advertisers are pulling out.
How much time does he have?
That's a good question. I mean, it's not a public company anymore, right? So you're not going to be able to see the kind of leverage buyouts that happen in the case of this, of Twitter going private in the first place. But yeah, eventually, you know, Musk is going to have to make this work.
Yeah. All right. Shireen Ghaffari, senior correspondent for Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Madeline Brand. Go vote. I'll see you tomorrow.